boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And last week we talked about this. The Brookfield Golf Course death. I talked to the family members and they just want transparency. We've been talking about this. And the thing is, I just want to see the video. If I'm the family member, you ain't got to show it to the public. You can just show it to me because I'm feeling uneasy about you're saying that my loved one hung himself, a black man, hung himself on a golf course, which you know is cameras. You know it's cameras around. And I'm going to tell you, when I talked to the family member, and I think that NAACP, sometimes I get the acronyms mixed up. I got my opinion about a lot of this, but I'm gonna save it right now. But they showed up and did a press conference. The attorney, the both branches talked about what they wanted to see. All I'm saying is this. We as family. We just want some transparency on why you decided to say that this was a suicide, which is it could have been. And let's give it a certain chance that it's a suicide. How did you come to that conclusion? Now, I'm going to tell you right now. Did you eyeball this? Did you walk and see him hanging and was like, oh, it's a suicide? Or did you have video to confirm this was a suicide? Now, if you eyeballed it and say, I got 20 years or 15 years worth of experience, I'm not trusting it because of the agency and the abuse from the agency that black people suffer from. Ain't nobody going to trust no eyeball in no situation as a police chief. Well, I got these many years of service and we going to just say it's a suicide because I said it was. Ain't nobody going for that. Ain't nobody black going for that because the agency that's doing the critiquing is responsible for a lot of extra things that didn't happen in the black community. And I don't want to even get into that conversation, the mistrust ideology between law enforcement and the black community. So if you're going to tell me that he committed suicide, at least bring me in, set me down. You telling me a golf course don't got video? You telling me all those businesses over there don't have video? Now, I heard that it's some video. I heard it was some video. Okay, I mean, because I didn't do my research now. And I heard also they said it was kind of some grainy type footage. Like the footage was kind of grainy, but I don't care if it's grainy. Is it one grainy figure or two grainy figures? That's why if it's one isolated grainy figure, then I'm like, okay, that's he isolated. But if I see multiple grainy things moving around, and then how did the footage get grainy? You telling me these businesses making all these millions of dollars got cheap cameras? See, they can put the oo-wop on the video too now. Somebody can come in and spill some coffee on the footage. I don't know. If it's grainy, because I remember I went through this with a situation we was dealing with where the young man got shot at the park by Mensa, Joseph Mensa, Jay Anderson. And I was sitting in the DA's office when they were showing that video. And they was trying to zoom in and talk about it was grainy and stuff like that. Like, no, he shot this man while he was asleep at the park. No threat. Then we went after the video for Joel Acevedo. And they said that we couldn't see it. And they put it in court and tied the video up in court. And I still ain't seen the video. I still ain't seen the Joel Acevedo video. To this day, I have not seen that video. Unredacted. So if you got video, that's why they ruled it a suicide. If it's a suicide, then let the family see what happened. That's all I'm saying. But we got video of the family asking for transparency if you're watching as we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Was my little brother, and from the day he came home, you know, I looked out for him.
In life?
This is going to be the hardest trip ever to make, to go home to lay him to rest.
And in death?
It just shouldn't be this way. It's hard enough knowing you lost someone, but to have to fight to know what happened.
Sheena Medley and her family are looking for answers after the death of her 39-year-old brother, Tori Medley.
Like a thorough investigation to see what happened to Tori Medley.
Brookfield police say the morning of November 13th, Medley was discovered dead, hanging from a tree at the Brookfield Hills Golf Course. That same day, the department said in a statement to Fox 6, the preliminary investigation is indicating that the individual died by suicide. We have no information at this point to indicate a crime was involved. William Sultan, the family's attorney, believed the department rushed to that judgment.
The chief of police have arrived at a conclusion on a death where they haven't actually completed their investigation and won't talk to the family about it.
I don't know why they wanted to label it a suicide right away. Maybe it looked like it. Yeah, he has some mental health challenges.
Leaders from the Waukesha and Milwaukee NAACP chapters are now joining the family in a call for action.
These type of circumstances, it's extraordinary, unusual. And again, with that being the case, we want to make sure that, again, the communication is there, the respect is there.
Brookfield police said in a statement to Fox 6 today, investigators have been reviewing video surveillance footage. None of the video we have reviewed thus far substantiates probable cause of a crime being committed. We will continue the investigation and provide regular updates to his family as we have been.
And they've been communicating with a member of our family. I just don't think we should have had to do all this in order to get answers.
And we all know the negative relationship that black men have with lynching in our country, and this is a big deal.
For the family, it's not just about transparency. It's about closure.
I want to see those things and for myself say, okay, I can rest now and he can rest in peace.
Here we go. See, and this is why I don't like how they handling this situation, because all you had to do was show the video. Look, there he go by himself. That's it. You ain't got to show up till the moment. But if he somewhere wandering around, having mental health, going through a crisis, whatever, and he's by himself, and you can see, okay, it's nobody around him, just do that. That's it. All this is over with. Y'all didn't let them get the attorney. I didn't got a call. They've been trying to work. Y'all talking about y'all giving them information. If it's a suicide, then that means there's no investigation, right? So why are you holding back the footage? Show them what you got. That's it. You don't have to show the community. You don't have to show nobody. If the family wants more transparency, let them see the let them see what y'all got. Also, is it, I think that, and this is just what I'm, you know what I ain't gonna even say what I was finna say. They saying is a lot of eyebrows is being raised on how they handling this situation. Now I'm talking to, I'm dealing with the situation too, so I'm being cool with y'all because I could go over there and do extra. I could go over there and do a lot of extra with this, but I'm not trying to. I'm just saying, let them see what's going on. And we done with this. We can move on to something else. Just like the Elijah Wilkes. They said he pistol whipped the officer. The family came out and said, you know, what they had to say and caused all this stress on the community. And once they put out the video, everybody went back. Okay, it is what it is. I don't blame people for the mistrust that they have for law enforcement. It's legit. It's legit. And if you don't think it is, I don't care. But it's easy to just, if you got some kind of evidence of what you're saying, to stop the community from stressing, because I don't like the way they're allowing the stress to come on the community like this. To me, that's irresponsible. We got callers on the lines. When we get back, we're going to take a few calls. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We've been talking about what's going on in Brookfield. Family trying to give transparency. Black man hanging at the golf course. Not hanging out. The family wants transparency. They tired of not understanding why did you come to this conclusion and didn't show us what we needed to see. Now, if you got camera footage, and you saying that, oh, it's these camera footage you seeing is not showing X, Y, and Z. No, let me see. Let me calm my nerves. Okay. This to me is the wrong leadership. A good established department, I'll say that. A good agency. A good established police agency or department with a good leader would have quelled this a long time ago. We got Brother Love on the lines. How you doing, Brother Love? Brother Love.
Yes.
How you doing, Brother
Love? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm good. How you doing?
Blessings, brother.
Yes, Tory. My ex-girlfriend, Tory, had a son that committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And after talking with her, I felt so much sympathy for her and having to lose a son that way. And a lot of black men, Tory, are feeling suicidal
mm-hmm.
now. Young black men because of what they're going through. And Tory, and I got a lot of love and respect for the work you do, and I want to ask you, have you ever asked when women have young kids and adolescents that's dealing with criminal thoughts and feelings, have you ever asked, where is the father?
Yeah, all the time.
Where is the stepfather?
It ain't nowhere around.
Where is the man in the house?
They be nowhere around. Huh? I asked that question. That's the first question I asked. I ask him, where's the dad? And many times that's not the situation. And a lot of these young kids get out here, get on drugs, get in a situation where they start participating in ideas that are not beneficial to their future, or, you know, that's using them, taking advantage of them, looking for guidance many times. So, yeah, I mean, I do ask that question, Brother Love, and it's sad because many times they'll look me in the eye, they'll give me that look. I know the look now. And they give me that look like, come on now. If the daddy was here, you think that all this would be going on? And, hey, Brian, how you doing, Brother Brian?
Yeah, I would say they're getting this treatment because our response, the first thing the family made a mistake on is saying we want transparency. Okay, that's an old term used during the Obama era that shows weakness. I hate to say it, but that's a tepid response to some of your family member that's been killed. And the police are looking at it like, oh, this is the only response we're going to get. They're talking like this, using words, our words, like transparency. They're not yelling. They're not cussing. They're not saying their loved one would never kill themselves. Oh, we can slow walk this for a whole another month. They're probably sitting on the video. They know that they can tell that it's some nefarious play going on, but because they don't want the media hoopla, they're going to slow walk it put out these false statements. Now, let's look at it like this. If I'm a guy that lives on St. Paul and I got mental problems and I don't have a car, I'm going to walk all the way to Brookfield Golf Course to hang myself. Do you know how ignorant that sounds? Do you know that's retarded. No right. Black man, I don't care what kind of mental problem you're going through, is not going to hang themselves. That is not going to happen. No black man in the history of any time has ever hung themselves. And if somebody says they've done it, they're either soothsaying Uncle Tom or Uncle Ruckus or one of them Eastern ladies.
Right.
But no black man is going to hang themselves, period.
Right. Hey, look, that's why I said, well, that's not the choice. That's not the choice. If this is going to happen, I don't think hanging would be the option, you know. And why would you go all the way to Brookfield on a golf course to do it? Like, I got somebody in the chat that said his cousin saw it. It was a guy that made a post that he saw him hanging on Facebook. And it's a lot of people starting to stir the pot right now with this situation, going live, wanting more transparency or wanting to get further proof of a suicide. Even white people, they even think it's strange. You know, I seen a few white people come on TikTok just last night. A white woman from Brookfield made a TikTok saying that she don't believe that it was a suicide. The white woman said this, that they're not being transparent enough. Like, you know, I'll tell you this. When your eyebrow go up, he caught the bus. They say he caught the bus. So he caught the bus all the way to Brookfield to go on a golf course. It ain't even no thick trees on a golf course. You tell me a tree that you can hang yourself from a golf. Them trees be, you know, these ain't even no real thick trees many times when you looking at golf courses like that. Now, who would think that? I mean, as a black man, I don't think about it. I haven't thought about, you know, using that as a method to, if I had to go, that's the method. No, I mean, like I said, this is, just show it. Look, y'all letting the community stress over this, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And just because the family is being like, asking for transparency, I'm telling you, this is not going to end up in a space where it's going to look good for Brookfield if the community had to come out there and try to figure out what's going on. It's not. I would get on the news tonight and show video footage or show the family. Show the family what's going on. Let's get Pat before we run the break. Pat.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, Tori.
Blessings, Pat.
First of all, I just want to say that I've learned a little bit about suicide because I've had people that have tried to commit it, do it, and people who have were successful. And suicide is not compulsive. It is planned out. And a lot of times it's planned out to the point where a person has a familiar with where they want to commit suicide. It don't just happen overnight. They just don't get on a bus and say, I'm going to commit suicide.
You're saying they plot it out.
What connection does he... Yeah, what connection would he have with this golf course? And secondly, I would like to say that the stain on America is a black man hanging from a tree.
Right.
And for us as black Americans who have to not only hear about this, but see it on Facebook, it takes us all the way back. It takes us all the way back to trauma. And what I propose for, yes, the police department need to do their part to have some transparency to the family. But where are our aldermen, our mayors, our other people that want to get our vote?
Oh, wow.
Because, see, this is hurting our community. If you want our vote, you'll help us and you'll help this family get transparency to calm us down. Other than that, we ain't voting for none of y'all. Carly, Crowley, where you at? We looking for y'all now. We need y'all. We need your help. Because this is stirring up things on the inside of black people that
right.
it's like a storm in the middle of our belly. So come on now. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we need to raise up and ask these people, these black people that are in these authority roles, to help us. And if you're not going to help us, then we ain't going to help you make no more money. We ain't going to help you feed your family. We ain't going to help you sit in these spots. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, Pat. And I'll say this. We should have been before it even got to this, came to that conclusion on a lot of these politic ideas. Okay. Oh, all right. Well, I'm gonna say that for another time. What I was about to say. All I'm gonna say is this: you don't want to get Milwaukee stirred up. Y'all seen what happened in 2020? We will come outside. This the one thing I can say about people here in Milwaukee. When it's time to come together, we do it the best. I'm talking about, we may not agree with a lot of things, but when they hit a certain dial, like racism and police brutality and discrimination and unfairness, we good at that. We the best in the country at dealing with stuff like this. So I'm telling you, they don't have to even go there. If you got an understanding of what truly took place, let the family. I'm saying this because I don't want it to get to the point where we going live from down there, you know, and things is going in a certain way that it don't have to go because of the stress that it's causing on the community. And every day this family get on the news and say that they don't know what's going on and they not being given the right information to quell their understanding. They got to have a funeral. Then, okay, so what I'm saying is, why are you allowing them to continue to suffer unknowing what's going on? So even after the funeral, they still stressed out. It's trash. The way they treating this family over a situation like this is trash. And we do need our elected officials to pull them strings. Or I'm going to pull it. I'm going to go pull some strings. Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
At every meeting, at every new beginning, at every celebration, they make better happen. Cousin Subs, better is more than just a word. It's a promise they serve at every party. Their customizable party boxes, box lunches, party chips, and a dozen cookies offer options you need to please any crowd. Whatever the occasion is, they will never settle for being just good enough. Order online or on your mobile app, CousinSubs.com. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Joining me on the V-Mix, the lovely Elizabeth Brown, if y'all watching this, we broadcast live. Y'all can see Elizabeth Brown, author, advocate. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, salute, King. It's Monday.
Hey.
It's Monday. It's cold and there's some snow outside. So, hey. I mean, hey.
Look, the snow finally made it.
Hey, look at that. They could have kept it. Whoever had Mother Nature could have kept that.
Yeah, this, okay? This is your hibernation season. That's when the snow hit the ground. You, hey.
I ain't coming outside unless I have to.
Right.
You know, it's like.
Well, we might have to go outside because Brookfield, the family saying that they looking for transparency. They haven't got the transparency. They say they got cameras. They saying that they ruled it a suicide.
Hey, well, you know, I got my boots. I'm ready. I'm ready to bundle up and make it happen. Whatever we need to do, let's get it.
Do you think that black men or black people, when they want to commit suicide, the first options is to go jump and deal with the hanging concept? A lot of people find it hard to believe.
And they should. Again, that's the farthest thing from what we would do. What's been done to us and the individuals who've done it to us, that is not, no. I agree with everybody else. That is not the first option. Okay, I wouldn't think it was the first option. Again, is it possible? Yes, it is possible. But again, we shouldn't even have to talk about it. If it's video, don't say no more and release the video. What is there to hide?
It's not. Hey, I don't understand it.
Again, we've been talking about this time and time again. Now, as soon as it's something, when the individuals are in the wrong, you ain't even got to ask them to release it. They hurry up and release it. You know, them not releasing it is a dead cat on the line, meaning it's suspicious. What are you hiding?
And it continues to allow the community and the imagination of the community to run wild. And I think that they should put a kibosh on all of this. And so the community can keep it moving.
Again,
if they got something.
I question why it's taking so long. Again, there has to be some foul play somewhere, somehow. In Brookfield, again, because we know Brookfield ain't black friendly. So let's keep it real with that. I know people who live there who have issues. Again, I used to work there over 10 years out there at Blue Cross Blue Shield, you know, back in the day. However, with that being said, if there is nothing to hide, put up the footage. Again, the family is really being laid back about it. Because I really would be, again, up in arms, because if there is nothing there, show the video footage, because we know y'all have it. What's the holdup?
Well, we're going to see. Like I said, I've been talking to the family, and I think that they're asking the right questions. I think that, you know, hey, look, if you say in this video, let us see. I mean, I don't see the problem. I don't see what's the hard demand from the family. They're not even saying show it to the community. They're saying that, okay, if you're saying this is what took place,
let us see it.
And now we have days that have went by, weeks that have went by, and now the family is raising an eyebrow, and they have an attorney now to be. Why did they have to go this far? Why do these families have to go to this extreme?
Come on.
I got,
because they don't believe the family's going to go to that extreme. On top of the fact, when you think about the individuals who are being harmed, they already know what comes behind that. One, they don't expect these individuals to go and get an attorney. One, two, it's the holiday. This family just had to go without their loved one. Like, what kind of inhumane, insensitive, no compassion, what type of people are running these communities? Because I'm not understanding. Give this family what they need so they can grieve, bury their loved one, and move on. What's the holdup? Because if it was your family member, we already know what you're going to do. Right. You're going to try to call the feds. You're going to do everything you need to do to get what's done so you could go ahead and move on with your life as well. However, it's a sad day when these individuals act like they don't have family members and like they wouldn't want answers when it came to something taking place like that on whatever, wherever it took place, this golf course. And we know it's cameras. Because they're going to make sure that the cameras and everything is working. All I'm saying is, because me and you know personally how video footage wind up missing, how they play hot potato, how they continue to beat around the bush, and so things can be mishandled. We know personally that you're buying time because it's criminal.
Well, I'll say this. When Elijah Wilkes was caught red-handed, they put that out there immediately. And the family asked to see footage. They got the footage, and they even came out and said, hey, look, this is what it is, and we can move on. And now you don't hear anything.
That's simple.
It's that simple right there. But once again, when you're playing around with police and community, the trust just ain't there for you to eyeball a situation and say it's a suicide. You ain't got it like
and
that.
And this is why.
You just ain't got it like
and
that.
And this is why.
It ain't like that. That's just the truth. You ain't got it like that. You can't. Oh, you know what? And then you might chances are the police chief is white, so he looking at something that's, you know, that we feel is traumatizing. No, you need video. You need some extra to come along with that. And the family deserves to see why you said it was a suicide, not you eyeballing the situation and saying, oh, it ain't nothing to see here. Come on now.
We don't trust you.
It's going to be a problem.
It's absolutely going to be a problem. And this is one of the reasons why we don't trust you. It's obvious. Because we can't trust you. Because in times like this, this family is requesting, and they have every right. Give them some peace. Allow them to see.
I agree.
But 9 times out of 10, they're not showing it because it's something else.
Well, look, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on today's show, Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation! Stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
At every meeting, at every new beginning, at every celebration, they make it better. At Cousins, better is more than just a word. It's a promise that they serve at every party. Their customizable party box, box lunches, party chips, a dozen cookies in a box offer options you need to please any crowd. Whatever the occasion is, they will never settle for being just good enough. Order on your mobile app or online at CousinSubs.com. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Elizabeth Brown, there was also another situation that took place where a young man broke into somebody's home on video and then eventually moved on to shooting another 15-year-old at another house over the weekend, and everybody's been chiming in on the whole situation. But the dog, you had a dog. The dog in the video, if you watch the video, kind of just watched him take the keys. I mean.
I seen that. He would have been at the, I'd have gave him up for adoption. But like my Rockwellers, matter of fact, if you can get past them and you get in my house, I'm definitely taking you out. However, that dog, I'm definitely not going to pay to feed that dog. For me, a dog is for protection by any means necessary. My dogs didn't play. I didn't let my dogs around any other people because his job, why he gets you know, why I pay $100 and some for food every 2 weeks is because, again, he have to earn his keep. So again, it's nothing cute about, you know, my dog. When I have a dog, he's for protection. That's it. That's all. However, the boldness of this young man to invade somebody's home while they're there, first of all.
Right.
I mean, he definitely has somebody praying for him. He got a praying mama. Praying mama, grandmama, because I promise you, had it been in my house, I mean, God forbid, we have to make sure we get a hold of these kids because, again, they playing a game that they don't understand. It's serious. Because had somebody done something to him inside their house, they would have been in every right, you know, to handle their business. You don't overstep. Don't go in nobody's house if you're not ready for the consequences. And I don't think these kids are thinking logically. Because again, to go in somebody's house, they're justified laying you down. You know, it's never that serious. And to know that he's also involved in something else. I just need him to understand you have a praying mother to go in somebody's house and then survive that. And hopefully you turn yourself in. Because, I mean, at this point, he going viral. Somebody going to see you. Somebody going to turn you in. And
if
you
he
need
ain't
to be
already
held accountable.
Caught, if he ain't already caught.
That part. That part.
Then he went into somebody else's house and shot another 15-year-old. And now he's a suspect in that situation.
Again, you know, at this point, Tori, we have to make sure that our youth understand, no matter how young you are, there's consequences. There's actions to every, there's reactions to every action. And a lot of times, I don't think, you know, when I was working with troubled youth, mentally, they don't understand the logic. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if they are able to, you tell them certain things, it don't click. You know, I was dealing with troubled youth who were out here robbing people. And when I was having conversations with them, I'm like, okay, so you robbed somebody else's mother. Now that you locked up, what if somebody robbed your mother? Because what goes up got to come down. And this young man said, you know, Miss Liz, I never thought about it like that. You don't understand that what you, they're the trajectory to your actions and your non-action. And the sad reality is that this is a young boy who have already signed his life away out here reckless. And again, as a community, we have to make sure that we let our kids know that we not finna harbor you. So anybody that know this kid who was harboring this kid, you also need to know that you're going to be held accountable too. We cannot accept acts like this. That's bold. That's beyond bold. And then to turn around and be involved in something else, we got a lot of work to do, King.
And the mother from the residence on the second incident hit me up and told me, you know, that, you know, it happened. Her son was his friend. And so, you know, when we talk about these kids, and then somebody else came forward and said, it's a house that these kids have. It was an abandoned house. And, you know, they keep the electricity on in the abandoned house. They peeled back the, you know, the wood. And now they're at this house in this neighborhood just living there.
We've been having this conversation about the uncommon council and, you know, all of these boarded up houses and the house, the way they let things dilapidate in our community, boarded up again when me and you was running for office and we was talking about how these career older people will make us jump through hoops when we want to buy certain things in our community for us not to be able to buy them, knowing that crime usually take place in these abandoned houses. And when young girls coming up missing and boys who get violated is due to all of these houses that individuals in the community who are trying to buy up these houses and they're giving the red tape. Again, the issues that's on top of our community, Tori, we talked about it all the time, and I'm not surprised that it's still going on. Again, it is pivotal that we understand the misleadership that we call leadership, that we looking for results to happen. It's not happening. And so now we're coming into a new season. We have to understand who these people are, what their job descriptions are, so we can see that what they're doing and what they're supposed to be doing is not matching. So we can fire, hire, and get rid of these individuals. Because, I mean, at this point, I'm tired of talking. Like, the more I talk, the dumber I feel.
Mm. Well, I'll say this. The more we see people coming forward, regular citizens saying what took place, that should be enough. Are we listening to what the people are actually saying, or are you falling victim to the marketing strategy and the agendas that don't even benefit you, or you keep pushing agendas that don't even benefit you? That don't nobody do that except for on the north side. I mean, I'm just saying, like, they have celebritized a lot of these ideas, and yeah, these are servant ideas. So when the servant become the celebrity, no work ain't going to get done.
Ain't no work being done. And it's clear because we're having the same conversations. And like I said, right, the town halls, the community is talking, but the people we talking to not listening.
Are we listening?
They don't give a damn about us.
Are we listening? Because we being the most affected, yeah.
Come on.
We
it's
gotta
time
listen.
To make changes. Change your mind, change your life.
Yeah. Are we hearing each other? Because we the ones that's going to make
part.
The change.
Come on with it. That part.
All right, Queen. Hey, look, it's a lot going on, but I appreciate you for being on these front lines as usual, and we got a lot of work to do.
Hey, as always, King, salute. I'm here with it. One love.
All right. Salute to everybody joining the show out there in Radio Land. Salute to everybody that joined the show in the chat. Powerful chat. If y'all have not joined the chat, y'all missing out. It's a lot going on in the chat. Sometimes I can't even keep up with what's going on in the chat. But another powerful conversation today. Look, we got work to do. We got to roll up our sleeves. 2026 is right around the corner. Where did this year go? It went by so fast. But we had so many families coming in telling you, are you listening to the regular people that are out here dealing with the elements in the street? Can you hear what they're saying? Are you ignoring what they're saying? It seemed plain and simple to me. It's going to take a community to save a community. And we the ones that's going to make the difference. Everybody do a little. Nobody got to do a lot. Look, keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. Look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next.